In the next 30 minutes, I want to do an introduction to the doctrine of life. You see, the whole of the believer's adventure is captured in the word life. Say after me, life. I didn't hear you. Say after me, life. I didn't hear you. Say after me, life.
Life.
Let all of us say life.
Life.
Good. If you have not understood what is life, it will be evident in your life, because the pace of the progress that you will make in your journey in God will be stunted. It is only men that understand the nature. If you don't understand life, probably you don't understand anything about what you have been brought into. The summary of all God intends to do is summarized in that word, life. Why did Jesus come on earth? John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, I am come that you might what? Have life. And even more abundant. But you have not realized why Jesus came. I don't know, maybe Jesus came to give you husband, came to give you car, came to give you ministry. No. Came to make you rich. No. He came that you might what? Have life. We need to, I will just try and do an introduction on the doctrine of life. That is the superseding doctrine that every believer must be grounded in. If it is possible that you will make advancement in your journey in God. What came into us when we got born again is not many things. It's not necessary. It's not the deity of God that came. It is the life and nature of God. So if it is true, are you with me? If it is true, your capacity to measure up to what God expects of you, to approximate to the stature that is captured in Christ, is your understanding and interaction in that life. In my own opinion, the greatest prophet we have in the whole Bible is John. That's my own opinion. I don't know about you. You can say he's Elijah. Truth is that Elijah is not my own prophet. I know some of you, maybe because I say revival and fire. No, Elijah is not. John is my prophet. In my own opinion, John is the greatest prophet that ever lived. Hey! John was the one that had capacity by the Spirit to unveil the mystery of life. The mystery of God is in his life. You don't know. The mystery of God is where? Is in his life. It is in the exploration of that life that you begin to understand God. The codings, the power, the nature, the wisdom, the ability, the power, everything that God is coded in that life. So if God wants you to experience and manifest his possibilities, all he does is to introduce you to his life. You begin to see from his perspective, understand, and begin to join in it. So it is not possible for us to leave God dimension, operate God capacity, without an introduction to what? God life. If you are with me, say amen. Do you know why I'm teaching this? Because you don't know it. And that's why you are like this. Your journey begins, real journey in God begins when you understand life. Jesus said, the reason why I came is that you should what? Have life. So all those things he's doing, the summary of everything he's doing is that you might what? Have life. So if Jesus did miracle, the miracle is nothing on its own. You are not getting my point. The miracles Jesus did is nothing on their own. The food he gave is nothing on his own. The demons he casted, his death, everything that happened is nothing on his own. Every single thing is an attempt to what? Give life. So if there is no possibility of extracting life and communicating it from anything that he's doing, then it's an effort in futility. Because the reason why he came is that you might what? The doctrine of life. God will not be able to achieve his purpose in us and through us if we are not grounded in this. This is a knowledge, an experience that God intended to bring man into even before the fall. What is the name of that tree?
the tree of life.
That is what we would have explored all our lifetime. If we are going to die, I don't know if we are supposed to die, but whatever is captured in that tree of life is such a matter that we can stay on it. Eh? And thank God, the shape of that life, the nature of that life is eternal. Eh? It is carrying in itself the nature of God Himself. So it is not a life that is explained, it's a life that is experienced. It is not a life that is spoken about, it is a life that is lived. Eh? So when men see you living that kind of life, they will see that it supersedes anything that can operate in nature, that can operate in this physical realm. It has a surpassing dimension. It is a life that is transcending in nature. So its capacity, it can find expression in time, but it's not time bound. It can translocate between time and eternity. It can fetch something from eternity and begin to minister it to you. So that you that is angry, when they gave birth to you, everybody in your family suffers from temper, hot temper. But when you encounter life, a possibility was ministered to you. After 1 year, they look at you, you are as gentle as a dove. What happened to you? Say after me, life. I am come that you might have life. Rochika, why did Jesus come? If all the labor, everything Jesus was laboring for is that we have life, what do you think you should know? I think we should leave everything we are doing and learn this doctrine of life. My target today is to do an introduction for you. Eh? My target today is to steer you to righteousness, to a pursuit that is higher. To a pursuit that is ultimate. To a pursuit that captures all the possibilities of the things that we expect God to do in us and through us. There is nothing God can do outside of that life. Nothing tangible He can do. Everything, you see, we live, die, give birth, back is just an act. God is looking for an occasion to factor His life inside. And until His life comes in, there is nothing of God that is really achieved. Until life comes, you don't know what I'm saying. Pray in tongues, my friend. Pray in tongues. You don't know. You are floating. Meanwhile, I'm just his introduction. Pray in the spirit. Pray. Open my eyes to see. Why did Jesus say I'm here to give life? Me, I don't even understand the life. They are talking about it. I'm floating. Meanwhile, this is why Jesus came. The reason why Jesus came, I'm struggling to understand. I need help because if there is something I must know, it is this thing now. This is why Jesus came. I am come. Even today He cometh. He cometh that man might have life. Every day He comes. And His target is that we will have life. In the evening He comes. In your prayer closet He comes. When you do Bible study He comes. When you are fasting He comes. His target is that you might have life. Oh my God. Anytime you come in any discipline and life is not pouring out like a nectar for you to lick up, for you to experience, for you to enjoy, then it will mean that Jesus have not come. When Jesus comes, then life must come. He said, I am come. That's how we give you life. In Jesus' name. Listen. All the labor in the kingdom is so that we will produce life. Do you know why you fast? So that life will come. Do you know why you pray? It's life. Huh? Do you know why you study? Life. That you might have life. If life doesn't come out from that your study, it's another waste of time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are fasting and life is not coming from it, then it's another waste. If you are praying and you are not touching life, it's another waste. That is another thing that lacks the capacity to achieve the purpose that is in the heart of God. God's system, God's method of achieving His purposes is His life. That is why I said that God is the one that can only do His own work. You can only do the work of God by God Himself.
And the summary of God that is transmittable is in that word life. The only challenge now is that you cannot talk about life without talking about the life bearer. You know, they say that Jesus is the Christ is the light bearer. I'm more interested in the life bearer more than the light bearer. Don't talk about light when you don't know life. The reason why some people came to teach us about light and they say it's Lucifer and is that they don't know life. Because that kind of life is not something, light is not something that is dissociated from life. The reason why you struggle, you compete, you need to know the life. Because Satan can't be, his trouble is that life is nothing you can touch outside of the person. When I talk about life, it is not something that is existing in limbo on its own. It is something that exists in a person. It was John that said that this is the record we bear. What is that record? That the eternal life is in his Son. This is the record we bear. So all the life of John, he's here to bear the record of life. Whether it's the gospel of John or the epistle of John, there is one thing John is talking about. Life. So in the beginning of his journey, as he's following that man Jesus, walking upon the face of the earth, he set his heart in search of one thing. He said, I want to find the origin of life. And he began to explore. And by the help of the Holy Ghost, he came to a point and he said, in the beginning. In the beginning, God, help me to get to where, take me to where you took John, the greatest prophet that lived. He said, in the beginning. Nobody knew the beginning. Even Moses did not know the beginning. Moses said, and God said, God created. The beginning is not from creation. The beginning is from uncreated. That's where beginning started. Beginning is not when they started creating. Beginning is when there was no creation. Immortals that existed without being created. Nobody made them. Nobody ordained them. Nobody gave them their throne. They sat there from eternity past. They were there. So I don't know how John was ferried. He said, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was what? God. By the time he came to his epistles in the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 1, he said that what our eyes have seen, what we have looked upon, our hands have handled. Of what? I didn't hear you. Of what? Are you seeing it? The Word of life. It's all about life, brothers. If you come back to the gospel of John, he said that the life was in him, and that life was the light of men. You will not understand what I'm saying until you read the whole book of John, the epistle of John. By the time you are through with reading it, you come to the last chapter. I think the second to the last chapter, or the last chapter. That should even be the last chapter. You come there and John will begin to tell you the reason why he wrote his book. Do you know why John wrote the gospel of John? He told you, it's in the Bible. John wrote the gospel of John and told you why he wrote it. Almost everything he did there, he told us why he did it.
I want to know life. I want to know life. I want to know life. Sila kapai fetis.
This is the record we bear again in our generation. When you become a minister of the gospel, the ultimate dimension of the service and ministry you can offer to a generation, offer to God, is to bear the testimony of life. That word, record, is witness, is testimony. He said that this is the record we bear. So every man that appeared and is a minister of the gospel, every believer, and remember, I'm not here to talk about the ecclesiastical order. For the scripture said that we have been made kings and priests unto our king. That we mean that every man in the new covenant has been inducted into the Levitical order. The fundamental calling of the believer is the Levitical, is the priesthood. We carry it as a DNA. It is not necessarily a separation. It is something that came with our birth. When a man is born into the kingdom, he is born into the Levitical order. So you become a priest by birth. You became a king by birth. Of course, whether you realize the full extent of your ordination is another thing. But know this thing. You have been brought into a kingdom of priests and what? King. So by being born again, you are a king. You are a priest. Whether you realize your priesthood is another thing. Unfortunately, all the projects of God from time to eternity is tied to priesthood. Priesthood is not something that ends in time. That is why, if whatever you do and call it priesthood, when you die or when we finish this earth, it stops. You need to check your priesthood again, because it is not an eternal priesthood. And meanwhile, the priesthood that is backed up by this life, if God will permit me, if time rather, I will begin to show you that the purpose of life is so that it will be able to back up the priesthood of God. Remember that the system of God, the system that God has put in place to achieve his agenda is priesthood. Meanwhile, it is not an ordinary priesthood. The Bible said that it is the priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, powered by a system called the endless life. You see the life again. anywhere you turn and God is doing anything tangible, what will you see there? Has God done anything tangible in your life? Has God done anything tangible through you? Has God done anything that lasted? He did it by what? Life. I am come that you might have life. My days will be a day of record. My days will be a days of witness. Anytime I appear, if I smile, it's by life. If I laugh, it's life. If I rebuke a man, it's by life. Because my record upon the face of the earth is the record of life. What does it mean for a man if all of his days is such that he will live to bear record? It will mean that we will find the system that is instituted in the kingdom tailored to one purpose only, to produce life. Because until life is produced, God cannot do anything. Even the priesthood that he has ordained to achieve his purposes is powered by this life. So until that life comes, do you know the problem? The problem with the Aaronic priesthood is not necessarily their pattern, because their pattern, they were not the originators of their pattern. I hope you know. Aaron did not pioneer, he wasn't the one that, even though he pioneered, yes, but the template, the pattern, was he his own? He downloaded it from somewhere. And God told Moses, Aaron, he said, take heed that you do this thing according to what? Pattern. So even the pattern was not his own. So the things that they were doing was not bad. The actions were not bad. The instructions, the commandments were not bad. The only problem in it is that there is no life. And once there is no life, it cannot achieve God's agenda. God achieves his purposes by his life. If God wants to walk, what will he do? He will bring his life on the scene. His life is the answer to everything. You see, the life of God is not necessarily... The life of God is not there because of death. The life of God supersedes death. Such that even if death is not there, we are still in need of the life. So even if man did not fall, even if we did not enter into sin, there is still need for what? Life. 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 There is a river of life. A river. That's what a believer should be. A fountain. It doesn't matter what we are doing. There is one fundamental record we must bear here. Even if anybody come here, he doesn't know anything. Let him come and say, God is in our midst. And there is only one way to know that God is in our midst. It's not when blind eyes open. is if in the opening of the blind eyes life came out. Huh? You know, how do you know when life is transmitted? You don't know now. You don't. If the day you know, you will start making progress, because everything God wants to teach you is in life. You don't know life. When you know life, it answers to all your problems. Huh? What God did is to give us Jesus. And remember, the scripture said, in him was the life. What he wanted to give was life. But there is no other vessel, personality, that can trap life except him himself. God is the, that life is the God life. And if it is the God life, then it's only God himself that can carry it. Huh? So, but he needed to give you that life. If it is possible that he will live his days and live up to his expectation. So what he did is to come in the flesh. As he entered here, he still carried the life and entered as a man. But he had only one target. If by any means, you will encounter that, I am come, that you will what? That's why he came. That's why he came. He came in the flesh because there is no other way to ferry life. The only way to ferry life from place to place is by God himself. So the man that left God cannot carry life. It is in our experience and touching of God that we touch life, and then we become a container. So when such a man appears and say, Jesus loves you, he's not in the word, he's in the what? Life. There is such a thing as the word of life. The word of life. My prayer, I have been praying this prayer for 4 to 5 years. My prayer is, God, take me to where you took John. I want to know, who is this John? Huh? He is the man that saw the beginning, and I was saying he saw the end too. Have you not found out? He is the man that also wrote the book of Revelation. Who is this John? I don't know where he stood in the eternity of God, and stood, spoke about eternity past, spoke about our present, and spoke about our future. Because when you begin to look at his epistles, it began to handle the things that we are talking about now. Eh? He said that when we walk in love, he that said that he loved his neighbor, and then he doesn't walk in love, that person, there is darkness already in him. This man began to address the issues that we are looking at now. We need to know John. So by the time you came to the Gospel of John, I'm just doing introduction of life. The answer to everything is life. The reason why God puts us in certain regimen is because that is the only thing that can produce life from us. The only useful thing in you and through you, in the context of what God is doing and what he wants to do, is life. I am come that you might have life. So that container now entered into us. Huh? Literally through the person of the Holy Spirit and tabernacled inside. So that life, remember, you are not the one that have that life. Even up till now, the problem with many interpreters of the technicality of this kind of scriptures is that they think that God gives his life in limbo. There is no time the life of God comes outside of God himself. So what many men wanted to encounter in eternal life is to receive eternal life and not receive the person of eternal life. Because eternal life is not a thing. Eternal life is a person. Huh? Are you getting the point? Eternal life is not a thing, it's a person. So people want to have a thing and not have a relationship with the person. Meanwhile, how to have the thing is to have a relationship with the person. That is why John spoke in the book of John chapter 17 verse 3. He said that this is life eternal. What is life eternal? That you might know God. That word know is the Greek word ginosko. It is what happens between husband and wife. Doc.
if you are not married and you know that thing, you are out of alignment. You need to repent and we wash you with the blood. Anybody that knows what God is saying, what John is saying in that book of John chapter 17 verse 3, and is not married, you need help. It is what happens between husband and wife in all the dynamics, huh? That's how you know. You don't know your wife. We just saw the person outside and he's beautiful. That one is just face knowing. That is the one that happens inside. Just like he sang, face to face, unashamed. Huh? That kind of knowledge is exploration. He begins to tell you what he will never tell a man outside. Huh? When you journey, sometimes you journey and stumble upon wisdom. You tell him, is this your own? He said, I've not yet showed you anything. Come up here, come, let me show you dimensions in this life. Come, let me show you depths in this life. Then you'll be turning in the life. You'll be turning. Suddenly, you will encounter a place in that life where liberty is. Liberty. You were not praying to be delivered from demons and devils. All you did is that you entered life. And in that place in life, there is no fetters that can hold you. And then the life, it broke many things. Huh? You will tell him, I'm just exploring life. When you explore life deep enough, nothing that is not of God can resist it. God's answer to everything that is not of him is life. And God's answer for everything that is of him is still what? I want to introduce life. If that's why Jesus came, I think that should be my gospel. Huh? Jesus said, I am come, Brochika, that you might have life. Why are you on earth now? Why are you doing ministry? If Jesus' ministry is that men should have life, what are people getting from you when you are doing your own ministry? It will mean that you are... Are you with me? Any ministry in deviation, the angle of deviation from this standard, is the true measurement of our departure from God's emphasis. And meanwhile, many people don't even know life. Talk more of communicating it. Eh? Even them that know a little, the angle of deviation is obtuse. You know what it means for angle to be obtuse? What does it mean for angle to... Why are you... When I'm preaching, you want to... Because you like it. If you don't like it, tell it to leave. With all this glory, everything here, I will not pity you, my friend. Tell the sickness to leave. And I'm talking about life. No. Do you know what you are carrying? Hey! Say after me, thank you, Jesus, for life. I didn't hear you. Say after me, thank you, Jesus, for life. I'm excited about the life that I have. Let men that are excited like me say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's say it seven times. Thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. 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 He was the one himself that said, I am come that you might have life. He did not even stop there. He said that you might have it abundantly. You know what it means? Excess. You know what is excess? The one you can give out. The difference between my communications, when I teach, when I minister, the power of transformation that is coded in it is life. It is not letters. Letters indoctrinate the mind, but life trains the spirit. And the oppressions of God, in fact, the operational base of God is in the spirit. The oppressions of God is by the spirit.
So the training has to be the spirit that is trained. It is the spirit that needs to be educated. That is your powerhouse. There is only one facility to train it. That's why Jesus told you that the words I speak to you, they're what? Spirit and life. And there is a reason why it's spirit and life, because it has a destination that is a component and intrinsic part of your being, where the interaction of divinity meets with humanity. That is where the real business is being done. If it is true, then the major emphasis should be there. If God gets work done in that place, it's only a matter of time. If the combustion is on in your spirit, if there is mechanical exploration in your spirit, it's only a matter of time. If life is being generated in your spirit, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. One day your soul will begin to feel it, and then your body will begin to feel it. One day you rise up and say, such as I have life. 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 Eternal 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 life. I know life. Eternal life. I have life. Eternal life. I know life. Eternal life. I have life. Eternal life. I know life. Eternal life. Pass! Listen. Let me just read one scripture to put us in context. John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Meanwhile, if you go through the book of John, one of the things you notice is that John introduced his letters by life, his gospel by life. The gospel of John is the gospel of life. Do you know life? I want to hear your answer. I am come that you might have life. That's why Jesus came. The true measure of ministry is life. The true measure of life is life. I mean, the true measure of human life is the measure of the experience of God life. Remember all those purposes of God that you have explored, that you know what God wants to. Guess how God wants to achieve his purposes. Which life? His life. The God life. So it is not possible for God to even achieve what he has said he wants to do through you, except by that life. What have you tried to do for God that is not by that life? You will see very soon that God is not the one building. God builds by his life. Meanwhile, he's the one that told you he wants to do something. He does it by life. And the challenge with this is that no matter the weight of the construction, the complexity of the construction of God in your life and through your life, he can only build to the measure of the supply of life. You are not with me. So if the life supply, if what you have trapped in your system, the measure of life you have trapped in your system, is not enough for God to build what he wants to build, the thing will rise and it will go down. It will rise and it will go down. So the first thing that we should target when we begin to pursue, when you fast, check where life is. And if you have your antennas, you can easily know, there are signs of life in a place. Is it not true? One of the major signs of life is ascendance. When your heart ascends, it's a proof that you have experienced that what you are having is a post-resurrection experience. And the realm of this life we are talking about is resurrection. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So anything that is before resurrection cannot trap this dimension I'm talking about. And if you can touch experiences in God that is post-resurrection, and you can experience it literally, at that moment, it is a sign that there is life somewhere in the activity that you are being engaged in. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when you pray and you ascend, you will realize Remember, it was Peter that said in the book of Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost fell in the day of Pentecost, and certain men came out, and some of them said that these men are filled with new wine. They were bringing interpretation according to the capacity of their natural powers. Meanwhile, the faculties of God is what it takes to bring interpretation to spiritual matters. So because the spiritual faculties of these guys have not been activated, because it can only be activated by the energies of God that enters into us when we are inducted into the new kingdom, then it begins to work. But because they saw some things happening, they wanted to interpret it by the faculties that is natural. And irrespective of how a man is intelligent, irrespective of his oratory power, he cannot communicate the things that is of God by the faculties that is natural. It has to come by a divine enabling. And that divine enabling is not given to men that have not found themselves within a different realm of oppression. That is called the kingdom. So when Peter rose on that day of Pentecost, he said that the signs you see here, when the Holy Ghost is being poured forth from heaven, and then the sign littered amongst us is that men began to pray in tongues. They spoke in tongues that everybody heard them. All kinds of things happened. And after then, cripples walked, all manner of things. Their power was evident. Men were convicted of their sins and their ways. They threw themselves to God and said, "What must we do to be saved?" Many of these guys are Jews, and Jews don't convert. When you see a Jew converted, just know that something is coming from the throne. The realm of that emphasis is superior to their will. If you broadcast from a realm that is superior to the will of a man, he will submit. Huh? But if you do guidance and counseling, when will you be tired of guidance and counseling? Guidance and counseling will kill you one day. Guidance and counseling has made many parents suffer high BP. So after me, guidance and counseling. My son behaved well. When I gave birth to you, God told me you will be a man of God. Guidance and counseling. As you are saying it, you will say, "No, ninu na." And then you go to the port, collect, then go behind the house and smoke. Jumbo size. Say after me, jumbo. I didn't hear you. Say after me, jumbo. There is such a thing called jumbo. It's only men that know the way to. What's that place called? Huh? Huh? It's only men that know the way to bunk. There is such a thing as bunk. Do you know what is bunk? I know you won't know. If you know, I will suspect you. Do you know what is bunk? Huh? Hey. I thought you are a deeper lifer. Something happened along the way. Do you know what is bunk? Uh-huh. He's a good deeper lifer, you know. All the men that... Do you know what is bunk? Yeah. Anthony. You know what is bunk. When you finish, you go to bunk and take 3 jumbo. Makabira, Sonakabaya. When you come out, your step will change. If it's those days, we are turning, your step will change. It's like this. Is it not true? You are being powered by a different civilization. This is somebody that came out from guidance and counseling. When he finished, 3 days later, he will come back by 1 or 2 in the night. The father and mother will continue guidance and counseling. Do you know why? No life. When there is no life, you will continue doing guidance and counseling. But when there is life, you know, it's now that, you know, even my mother didn't know what she was doing. But those days, she disciplines us by life. But I didn't know. She will bring, I've forgotten, I think it's also in the book of John. He said, "Whatever my father have not planted, katash, I uproot it." Is that one flogging? Is discipline by life.
what my father Elijah, look at me. Look at me. What my father have not planted. Guess what? The thing always come out. Sometimes it's not instantaneous, but it always comes out. Because a day came when we became stiff to the physical punishment. Eh? But the oppression of life continued. The oppression of life, what? Continued. I'm not against guidance and counseling. If God called you to be doing guidance and counseling, eh? When you finish advising a young lady, she will go and sleep with 4 or 5 other people and come and be crying to you. Eh? I don't know when I did it. Hey, you can't imagine what we have seen and heard. Eh? Many years ago, not even now that we have. One said that I did it and did it and did it and did it again. Not one, not two, not three. Is it a mistake? I did it and did it. And did it and did it again. Guess who she is doing it with? Pastor. When she finished, she will go to another man of God. They will do counseling, pray for her, or pray with her. And after praying with her, counseling her, you know, come to Bible study, read your Bible, and on her. As she's reading her Bible, pray, a call will enter. You will just speak it. Say, babe, your voice sounds so sweet this evening. Hey! The guidance and counseling, they will pack it into West Bean and throw you through the window. But if life is installed, you see, do you know why that man was anointed with the oil of gladness? He said, it is not just that you love righteousness. What did you do? You hated the iniquity. There is a holy anger that comes from the organic oppression of the life within a believer. When people begin to say some things, you that is not, if you are a lady, it has happened to you. There are some things some people will say. You that is normally quiet, you don't say anything, you will be angry. You will be wondering why you are angry. If life have not operated in you this way, as they are telling you, babe, you too fine today. You do? It's Jesus. You are gone, my friend. you are gone. Hey! You are so fine today. Be serious. Be serious. Hey! My guy, check him now. If you are the one and the sister is saying be serious and don't are you making progress or not? You are making mighty progress. Say, no, I want to read my Bible today. You know, all these things you used to say the call is still honor. But when life have mutated you, when you experience life in deeper dimension, it will mutate, recalibrate your test board. The thing that used to be sweet will not be sweet again. I tell you, I came to youth service and I fasted so much that I rose up one day and told them that food is a burden to me. Everybody became angry. Are you not a man? What are you trying to prove to us? How can a man rise up and say food is a burden? They don't know where I'm operating from. I eat once every 3 days for a long period of time. Eh? And as I'm fasting, I'm leading prayer. This groaning didn't start today. I will groan and my intestine will enter here. I will eat it. It will come out. I will continue. Hey! That mutation, that transfiguration, but yes, it is not possible
of the life hold you captive.
You are going to pray,
Father, hold me captive by your life.
Listen,
when that life holds you captive, it will keep you there. Keep you, keep you, keep you, keep you, keep you, keep you, keep you. When you now come out, the thing that used to be sweet, you like television before. When you look at television, you wonder, why did I like this thing before, self? That young lady that if you see her passing, your leg will be shaking. You look at her and wonder, how did I step low like this? That's what I used to say those days I was in campus. That's why all these people say they tempted them, they do this. You don't know who you are. When you know who you are, hi! Go and touch that thing so to start walking. Do you know what I used to say? I say, do you know where I will climb down from? No, now. Do you know where I'm hanging? You don't know. I'm hanging far, far, far. I will start climbing down, climbing down, climbing down, climbing down, climbing down, climbing down. Come and say, babe, how far? Oh, that thing delivered me forever. It's a mindset. It delivered me. How will I be talking with this guy? How now? Do you know where I will climb down from? When I look at them, I'm not moved. If you are moved, you allowed yourself. And believe you me, I have seen a handful in my life. I have seen all kinds, even the people that throw themselves to me. They ask me, are you a human being? Are you a man? Are you a man? You need to prove a point. Because the thing is not working. It's not because I'm superhuman. No. I'm living somewhere. Huh? I'm upstairs. I'm living upstairs. All of you, so many of you are living downstairs. Flood come, it will carry you. Where I'm living, I will mourn you. Hey! Oh my God. The people that know where they are living upstairs. You can't come down. You can't come down. If anything is happening, highest, you come out from the veranda and look at it, you go back. I'm not asking you. I'm asking somebody. Are you upstairs or downstairs? Huh?
Upstairs.
Somebody said he's in the middle.
I am come that you may have life. That life educates you. It teaches you what to do, what not to do. That is why we cannot be able to experience the things that Jesus have gotten for us, giving us at new birth, until we understand life. Because the experiences of God matters. Is in the organic. You know what? I have taught what organic means here. Huh? Do you know how this your head became this big? How did he become this big? The answer is life. Are you getting the point? You might not know how the whole thing took shape and you became large in the spirit. All you need to do, make sure you are constantly exposed to source of life. Are you getting the point? You keep feeding yourself the word. Keep fasting, keep praying, keep consecrating, keep worshiping, keep sacrificing. You suddenly notice that you are growing. How come I will go one more? People that knew you, I don't know how old you are, but people that knew you 10 years ago, we know that there is a whole lot of difference. Which one did you add by yourself? I want to know now, are you getting what is organic? Organic means that the thing works on his own as long as he receives resources. As long as he's receiving resources, you will not know when your ear became big. This your big head, you don't know when it became big. All you did was that you are eating meat, all kinds of meat, the forbidden one and the good one. You gave yourself to meat and then your head became big. Huh? Did you see where the meat was becoming flesh, becoming beer, becoming eyes? Because what did you know? All those things are encoded in the life. As long as the life is being fed with the resources, the energy of growth, it will begin to transform and evolve into the things that it has been encoded to become. All you need is to feed that life. Is it not true? And a baby will become when they get birth. How many of you know the man called Arnold Schwarzenegger? You see how hefty the man is. They gave birth to him as a baby. How did he become hefty? See after me, life. Once you nurture life, feed life, it will become anything. Huh? What if there is no life? There is nothing you do that is profitable, progressive, when there is no life. Do you know why we do what we do? Do you know why God invests so much of his resources in our midst? Because we have given ourselves to the generation of life. The activities of God is rife in an environment where the men that have found themselves there have devoted themselves to the generation and experience of life. Because in there, God can achieve to the utmost his agenda. He can do more per time. Because he can't do anything without that is life. Are you hearing me? I am come that you might have life. John chapter 20. I will read it and it will close. Read it for me. You here. So read them my for her. If you faint and die, we will. People, they want to give news that I raised the dead. That's why she wants to faint. So if is a news, they want to make me popular. If you die, no. If you are there, say amen.
John chapter 20 from verse 1.
No, not 1.
Okay.
Verse 30.
Verse 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples,
truly
which are not
did
written.
Jesus.
Truly did Jesus mm-hmm. in the presence of his disciples, mm-hmm. which are not written in this book.
Now watch. Pay attention. Let me explain something. Huh? John was saying that there are many signs that Jesus did. There were not written. This is his account. Pay attention. This is the account of John. And he's telling you that there are many signs that Jesus did that is not written in this book. Meanwhile, watch. Instead of calling it miracles, he called it what? Sign. Pay attention. If something is a sign, it will mean that that thing is not about itself. That it is supposed to what? Point towards something. That's two. Now, if there are many miracles that Jesus did, and John did not record all, he recorded a few, and called them signs. That means what he recorded retains in itself the capacity as a sign to point towards something. So what is he pointing towards? Let's finish the reading quickly.
But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, mm-hmm. the Son of God, mm-hmm. and that believing ye might have life through his name.
Now watch. Are you here? Why is this thing written? I didn't hear you. Why was it written according to your scripture? Why was Jesus did many things? John chose a little and wrote it down. And he said that this is written, that you might believe, that in believing, that you might what? Have life. So that will mean that all those signs is not anything on its own. but appointment towards life. Eh? That all those signs. And if you check, when you read the book of John, one of the things you find out is that John did not talk about many signs. If you talk about people like Luke, Luke wrote a lot about the servanthood of Jesus. So he was writing about service, miracles everywhere. But John had, there are only seven signs. Seven. John recorded only seven. I'm not here to tell you the seven. Eh? But he's telling you that each of the signs he recorded is for one purpose. What is the purpose? That you might believe. In believing, what is the end product of this believing? Save me life. So chapter 1, John started with life. Chapter 10, that is the middle. John chapter 10 verse 10. He said, I am come that you might have life. And have it what? He's still talking about life in the middle. By the time he came to chapter 20, everything has ended. He's still talking about what? Life. He said that these signs are written, that in believing, you might have life. My cry is that men will know life. All the signs of Jesus is that we might know life. The day a man knows life, he has known everything that God wants him to know. The summary of God is in his life. The summary of his education is in his life. The summary of his power, his nature is in his life. Make me a prisoner of life. That is the answer. The answer you seek is in the life. The deliverance you seek is in the life. The transformation you seek is in the life. The growth you seek is in the life. The dimensions that you seek is in the life. Everything you seek is in the life. I am come that you might have life. Sanemaye. When I pray, life comes. When I fast, life comes. When I study, life comes. Everything I touch, life comes. Let life come, Lord. You promised me that life will come. You told me that you came that I will have life. Oh, Shabi, Apapapo, Sakapataria. Your ministry. We grow from one point to another when you know life. The answer to the things you seek in God, the answer to the fruitfulness you seek in ministry is life. Life. When life enters your words, when life enters your actions, when life enters every activity that you are engaged in, then it will be able to communicate and achieve the agenda of God. Life! People don't come to see you. They came to see Jesus. And actually what is in Jesus they are looking for is that life. If there is any way that you can carry life, communicate it to them, it will answer all their problems. Men are established by that life. They are delivered by that life. They grow by that life. The life captures the organic dimension of God's education. So that even when you are not there, they will continue to do and live what you told them.
Because that life will continue to teach them is life. The Bible said, I am come that you might have life, and even more abundantly. Such a life that is even more than we needed, that can be transmitted, that can be communicated, that can be given to others, that can be ferried to a generation. I come that you might have life. Pray for 2 more minutes. Sade pante, grata papa manta kapari, kapena kapa pampe, sobre taba kapa nakai, kapena kapena, shabra kapa takape mante, mante kapela, mante kapela, brakata kapa pante, paponga paponga pa, shakata kapa papena kate, wambe takape nande, zapada takapa panakate, kambe kambe, kambe kambe kambe, wapa papa papa kapa kapa. Man of light, man of life, when you speak, life comes up. When you live, life comes up. When you act, life comes up. Anything you do, life comes up. When you fast, life comes up. When you give, life comes up. When you pray, life comes up. When you study, life comes up. When you evangelize, life comes up. When you do miracles, life comes up. The signs of Jesus is so that life will come. He said that these signs are written that you might believe, and that in believing you will have life. So for every time that miracles are done, the end product is that men will touch life in Christ. The life of God. Oh, oh. Hey, Sihama, Fredeka Manaha, and take the Umbrella Kappa, Sinahama Kapela. Kalimbre la katar, fanahile kar, fanahile, fanahile bahai, humampante sabe kamahamantai, nitombe la katela, mante kambe la kula, iane makande parahata, kumaila kumaila, apete kata, sumahambe kate, kabanta, the river of life, the river of life, the river of life. The river of life is flowing. The river. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of life. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of life. I am a kahadasa, fena kapa, siya kapa na, netopa kapa, tenyanda pa, tina ma, ikopa na, tema na hande, kopa rahad, sada kambel, ruata pa hate, pinto kapa na. The spirit of life, communication eternal. frontiers of Zoe. The experiences of God. The experiences in God. Dwell in me, Holy Ghost. 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 Walk in me, Holy Ghost. Walk in me, Holy Ghost. Act in me, Holy Ghost. Act in me, Holy Ghost. Dwell in me, Holy Ghost. Dwell in me, Holy Ghost. Walk 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 in me, Holy Ghost. Move 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 in me, Holy Ghost. Walk in me, Holy Ghost. Walk in me, Holy Ghost. Dwell in me, Holy Ghost. Dwell in me, Holy Ghost. Live in me, Holy Ghost. Walk in me, Holy Ghost. Mama Hasasakai. Retebona kata shata kapana. Do a deep work in us, Holy Spirit. Bring us to life. Bring us to life. Walk in me, Holy Ghost. 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 Brood on 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 me, Holy Ghost. Move in 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 me, Holy Ghost. Walk 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 in me, Holy Ghost. Brood on me, Holy Ghost. Brood on me, Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Life. Many of you, if you go here, you will start having all manner of encounters. This meeting will open up encounters to you. A certain time, when we began to enter into this life, has depths. Don't ever camp in where you found yourself. So certain things began to happen around us, and God said that what he's doing is to release, that the life he has released amongst us to walk. The authority of a ministry is traced to the life that is available. So the proof of our authority in ministry is not in the number, is not in oratory, it's not in many things, it's in the quota, the measure of life that is available. Because it is with that life that God walks. So one of the things that we notice is that We had more. This is happening. It's a sign in the natural. We had more fan than we needed. Even you came and still bought fan. I said, what are we doing with all this fan? And God asked me, what does fan mean? I said, ventilation. So what does ventilation bring? Air. What does air represent? It is from that season. That was the third time it's happening here. So it is from that season they opened another chamber of life. From that time, there is always life in my words, but from that time it became another, a whole different ballgame. A different ballgame. Huh? Such that even my casual words now carry so much life that many times people cannot contain the weight per moment. Sometimes you have to rest. How can somebody be talking and you are resting to hear what he's saying? It becomes so heavy. His life is the weight of eternal life. The weight of eternal life. Your life will become heavy. Your impact will become deep. The things you used to do before, you do it now. Huh? The impact will become something else. It is not in the letters, it's in the impact. The reason why a testimony must be raised for a generation is because we must make impact for God. The impact of Christ must be felt in a generation, and it takes a witness to bring the impact of Christ in a generation. And the summary of the witness that we can bring to testify of Christ is the life that we carry. So no matter what we do, the measurement of his quality before God is the life content therein. Search for life, look for life, stay there. Ask the Father to make you a prisoner. Huh? Until every fiber of your being is transfigured, mutated, soaked. When you speak, it's life. Our generation is dying. And if they are dying, what do they need? They are in search of men with life. They are tired of too many talkers. You can even say something correct, they will still leave you. Not because they don't know you are correct. They say you are correct. They will still go behind and continue, because it is not correct. We are not looking for correct or not. After all, don't people know that stealing is bad? That fornication is bad. Why are they? Many of them can't help. They are looking for life. It is life that can hold a man and keep you for 6 months. You are in a constant pursuit of God. Were you like that before?